when Rav Tzadik's Rebbetzin of more than 45 years passed away in 1890, so the Hasidim arranged a marriage of economic convenience to a widow with children who was a descendant of the Yankiv Yitzchak of Pshischa, the Yid HaKadosh. It's interesting thing is that a certain side, which is not that well known, that during that period, when his Rebbetzin was Nifter, the Tzaddik made plans to move actually to Eretz Yisrael. He had a brother. I mean, he overshadowed his brother. That's why you don't know too much about that brother. His name was Reb Yitzchak Avigdor. And Lemaise, his plans, his travel plans were hindered because, according to many accounts, the plans were hindered by the Hasidim who intercepted his brother's letters from Eretz Yisrael. So the plans did not materialize. Instead, Lemaise remained in Lublin, and it was in 1897, which was 3 years before he was Nifter, because he was Nifter in 1900. There was a special Beis Medrash known as the Beis Medrash of the Kohen, because Reb Tzadik was called the Kohen. Didn't call him Reb Tzadik, called him the Kohen. And so the Beis Medrash of the Kohen was built, and actually it contained Reb Tzadik's library and the many, or everything at that time, the unpublished manuscripts, because nothing was published until after his patira. And that Beis Medrash survived actually until World War II. Interesting thing is, although Reb Tzadik was a Talmud of the Ishbitzer, but the Ishbitzer gave, believe it or not, he gave a Gemara Shir. He gave a Gemara Shir, which is not very usual for a Rebbe to do. Reb Tzadik did not give any Gemara Shir. As a matter of fact, he also did not accept the regular public responsibilities of a Rav, and he didn't teach Talmudic subjects or in public. He limited himself to teaching Hasidus and counseling. That's what it was. And the Sefer Pritzadik, basically, which is most of the things that we have been doing, on a weekly basis, is basically our drushes from that period that were recorded by his Hasidim. Pritzadik is different than the other Svarim, because Pritzadik was not written by the hand of Reb Tzadik. So it's been said many, many times over that, by the way, it was written by a person, basically, whose name was known as Berish Kotzker. That was his name, Berish Kotzker, who was the main person involved in writing those drushes of the Sefer Pritzadik. But therefore, being it wasn't written by himself, they say, in spite of all the depth, that we see, and the creative thinking of Reb Tzadik, they don't soar to the mystical heights, where Reb Tzadik really is, because this is not by his own hand. It's interesting also that Reb Tzadik's Hasidic approach basically also was a lot touched on Breslov, which also not too many people know. As a matter of fact, Breslov has seemed very popular, that Reb Tzadik chose the teachings of Reb Nachman Breslov, among others, but Breslov was right up there in terms of to generate, which means extreme emotion, which that's what Breslov is. Breslov appeals to emotion, and also Lev Nishbor, which is the broken heart. And the demand of Breslov basically is for submission and Achnoah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and strong emunah. And the Iker Reb Tzadik writes many times encouragement, a Yid is never allowed to have Yush. And I believe one day we should do some of many, many places throughout his form, the different form that Tzadik emphasized over and over again, that a Yid is never allowed to be Miyayish. There's no such thing as despair by a Yid, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how bleak they are. So the idea that there's no Yush is something which is very strong also in the teaching of Breslov, and which was very much in the forefront of Tzadik as well. Tzadik, of course, is, as they call it, a krakia de kula day, which means a city in containing everything. It's not only the extent of knowledge, it is the tahara, it is the purity, it is the chassidus, it is the kedusha, it is the ethical perfection. And Tzadik was considered to be the Rebbe of Rabbeim. And he was known, which this was unique in a sense, distinguished himself to be a halachic scholar, basically, a Baal Mekubal, and a Chosid, basically, who studied Torah day and night. That was his tremendous, tremendous asmada with Reb Tzadik, and he spent interesting Fridays writing a Sefer Torah. He still had time. Fridays he spent on writing a Sefer Torah. So the Maaseh, this is what Reb Tzadik is remained for. He didn't have any children, unfortunately, but it is his writing, and the meager earnings that he had was basically spent on acquiring Sfarim. He had a tremendous, tremendous library, and the Kamat, as I mentioned once, that every Sefer had Hagoyis on the Gilyonis. So not only did he say that he owned the Sfarim, but not only he went through the Sfarim, but he also added his own commentary attacking to the Sfarim. The interesting thing is that basically most of the stories that they tell about Reb Tzadok all deal about his extreme purity, his Kedusha, and including the fact, by the way, just give an example, Reb Tzadok was very makpid against looking or touching a wicked or a secular person. He was very makpid not even to look, because he had the whole thing of Riyah and the inyan of the Koyach, the power. Reb Tzadok has many places in Sitka Tzadok as well. Again, is there another topic that we should do maybe even next week, because on Rois Panecha Lepeloti, which is a good thing maybe to talk about that. Tzadik's writing about the Koyach of Riyah. So when you look at something, Bechlal, the Gemara says also Lestakel B'Demus Adam Rosha, because Riyah is not an abstract sense, but it's something which there's an attraction to the thing that we see, actually we absorb within ourselves, and it becomes part of us. So he's very makpid and been touching. He also, Baal the Belzer, if you might know, also had a towel always around his hand. When people came to give him Shalom Aleichem, you know, it was through a towel, because not knowing, of course, you know, the standard of Kedusha behind that person. So there were other people like that as well. But Tzadik was very makbid on that. And they say Tzadik would be able merely to sense by looking at a food whether it was kosher or not. So this was again, another Gevaldik thing about Tzadik. Let's take a look here. We have a very fascinating thing here. I'm from Reb Tzadok, and what I did was here again, because Reb Tzadok's Marmakoymus are so bekitzer, so to bring them down first in its entirety, a little bit the Marmakoymus that he's referring to, so we can appreciate what Reb Tzadok is saying. We start with the Medrash Tanchuma. On the Potik, Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonav El Yosef Lahoyres Lefonav Goshna. We find that Yaakov Avinu sends, right, before coming down to Mitzrayim, he sends ahead, he sends Yehuda. L'hoiros l'fon of Goshna, and as we'll soon see, the Chazal say, l'sakin lo'i beis talmud lo'i roa. And what the Tzadik's objective is going to be to try to show the mission in life, Yosef's mission, and now looking what Yehuda's mission in life is, and as a result of sending down Yehuda to meet Yosef, so now we have a combination of two distinct missions which basically come together, and which is the teaching of L'dayris for each and every Yid. So there's going to be a very special mission that we have Yaakov Avinu sending Yehuda El Yosef. We have to understand what the essence of Yosef is, and to understand what the essence of Yehuda is, and appreciating it by going down into the depth of what each of these two represent. So, starting out with the Medrash Tanchuma, there's Yehuda Sholach Lefonov. So the Medrash brings the Pasuk as follows. Zer Shomar Kosis. The Pasuk in the Eiv. The Pasuk says, Ham Shel V'fachad Imoi. Oysi Sholom V'mroimo. Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Ham Shel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Mishola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Koyach of control. Pachad. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of. All situations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes peace. Notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can neutralize situations that are very, very, when you have matzavim of conflict, when you have matzavim of terror, when you have matzavim of danger, when you have opposing rivals, Oysa Shalom Demroim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach is to make peace under all circumstances. And the Medrash goes on to explain. Hamshel. When we're talking about someone who has a koyach of Hamshel, in other words, how does this translate down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's subjects? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is the control of all control. But Hamshel means Zeh Mechoel, that's referring to the Malach Mechoel, as we'll soon see. But Fachad Zeh Gavriel. Mechoel is referred to as Hamshel, as the one who has control. And Fachad that's Gavriel. And the Medrash explains, Mechoel is Min Hamayim. Mechoel, basically, if you think about the force of Mayim, that's what Mechoel represents, and we'll soon understand what that means. And the Gavriel is Minoesh. The Hemoim Dim Lifna Ashchino. So here you have, of course, we're talking about Malochim. Where do Malochim stand? They stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you have, right, two diametrically opposed systems which on this world cannot exist together. They cannot live in harmony. Fire and water cannot coexist. One extinguishes the other. Right? There are two contradictions. Yet here we have a Malach Mechoel, which represents Mayim, and we have Gavriel, which represents Eish, and they both stand before the Shechina, Veinam Mazikim Zazem. And neither one damages the other. Have a Yoimer, because Ois Yisholim B'mroimov. In Shemayim there is no Machlokes, in Shemayim there is no strife. In Shemayim there is no conflict. So whereas in this world, right, there is tension between Mayim and Eish, it does not exist in the upper world. This is how Chazal explained. Hamshel v'fachad, there are supposed to be two, right, two opposing forces. Hamshel represents Mechoel, which is Mayim. Fachad represents Gavriel, which is Eish. But Ois Yisholim B'mroimov. Right, they're able to coexist. Omer Reb Shimon, Kol Rekia Shelmayim. So we can see that in many ways. After all, the Rekia is Shelmayim, Vamalochim Shel Eish. When Mishar Zalakosh Baruch Hu's servants are Eish Loyet, right, a glowing fire. Then Amayim Mechabin is Oesh, Vel Eish Serif is Amayim. So again we see, Ois Yisholim B'mroimov. In Shemayim there's peace. We don't have the conflict, we don't have the tension. What has it got to do with our parsha? Say Chazal further. And here, this is the punchline. Yehuda v'Yosef. Looking at Yehuda and Yosef, based upon their innate character, there also has to be conflict, because they are Ariv is Eshor. On this world, a lion and Eshor cannot coexist either. Yehuda is the Ari, Gur Ariya Yehuda. Yosef is Eshor, B'chor Shoyroi, Hodoloi, right? Yesterday, right, one was goring the other. We know the rivalry between Yehuda and Yosef. And now Yaakovinu is sending down Yehuda el Yosef. This is again another indication of Ois Yisholim B'mroimov. So obviously this medrash has to be explained, the metaphor, you know, here to understand how this fits in with Mechoel, you know, and with Gavriel. Yehuda, the properties of Yehuda and Yosef, how this is going to connect with the idea of Ois Yisholim B'mroimov, which is Mayim and Eish. Yehuda and Yosef, the Pashtas, are not Mayim and Eish. This is Ari and this is Shor. So Kuponim, so what is really the connection with the beginning of the Medrash and to the conclusion? How do they tie in one with the other? All right. What brings us this to the next Maramokim. Okay, this is the first Maramokim that Reb Tzadik is going to. The next Maramokim is going to be, these are Gemara, some of them that we were quite well aware of. Next one is a very famous Gemara, Sukkot Daf Nun Beis. Tom the Beit Rabbi Shmuel, in Pogi B'chol Menuvel Zeh. If one encounters, the Menuvel is referring to the Yetzer Hara, one Poshet becomes tempted by the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara confronts him. So the Yetzer is Mashchele Beis HaMedrash. Pull the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. Now there's learn Torah. Through Esek B'Torah, through Limud HaTorah, you'll be able to destroy the Yetzer Hara. You'll be able to be misgaber on the Yetzer Hara. Im Evan Hu Nimuach, if the Yetzer Hara comes in the form of a stone, right? Nimuach, he'll dissolve. Im Barazel Hu, if he will come in the form of a barazel of iron, mispaitzitz, right? So also, it'll just break apart. And the Gemara goes on to point out, Im Evan Hu Nimuach, the Ksiv, as it says, Hoikol Tzoma L'chulamayim. In other words, Hoikol Tzoma L'chulamayim, it says, whoever is thirsty, go to Torah, right? Uksivin, it says, Abonim Sochakumayim, that stones have been disintegrated to water. The force of water is, right, when you have mighty water, mighty force of water, it's able to break even rocks. So the idea is the Yetzirah, even the Yetzirah comes as strong as an heaven, but Torah will destroy it, because Hoikol Toma L'chulamayim. Torah is like Mayim, and Mayim is able to destroy Abonim. So even does Yeshua come to front of you as strong, as powerful, as mighty as Avonin, Torah will destroy it, because Torah is Mayim. On the other hand, in Barazel whom is pointed, and let's say the Yeshua takes on the form of iron, that type of a strength represented in Barazel, so also Mispaitis will break apart the Chsiv, because Torah also has the property of Eish. Halikoy Devorai Ka'esh Num Hashem, and we know that fire is able to melt Barazel, metal. So no matter what form the Yetzirah, right, comes before the person and approaches the person, Esek HaTorah has all the properties to be able to destroy the element of which the Yetzirah decides, right, to become at that particular moment. The Yetzirah decides to pose as Evan, Torah is Mayim. Mayim, the Pesuk shows, Avonim Sochaku Mayim. Mayim destroys Evan. If Torah, if the Yetzirah comes in the form of Barzel, then Torah is Eish. Alright, fine. Another member we see, number three, that is Rabban Bereshis, Veruach Alekim Rachefes. Another thing about Mayim that we have to know. It says, Veruach Alekim Rachefes, at the time of Briyas Oilam, the spirit of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sort of floating up Pnei Amoyim. The Chazal is the Ruach Shel Melech HaMashiach. Ruach Alekim is referring to Melech HaMashiach. In Bereshis, we already have the predictions for the end of time, which is very ironic. Bereshis speaks about the beginning of time, but if you're a little bit familiar with Chazal, Chazal interprets the opening Psukim of Bereshis, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, that this is referring to Ikvas of Mashiach as the time of Mashiach as well, and as well as to the Dalet Goliath. Like we spoke about Chanukah, the Choshech Apnei Sohim is referring to the Yovan, Malchus Yovan, Shech Shichu Eneim Shul Yisrael, right? And so on and so forth. So, Ruach Alekim Rachefet Apnei Amoim is referring to Ruach Shul Mashiach. Where do you find, where does Mashiach come in? So he says, Heich Madat Omar, we find the Potsim Yishai, Evenoch Olav Ruach Hashem. So Ruach, Mashiach is the one who's going to carry the Ruach Hashem. So Ruach Alekim, who is a person, right, who carries, who has within him the Ruach Alekim? That's Mashiach. Say Chazal Bezes Chus Mishamesh Yisubo, right? Hamrachefes Apnei Amayim. In what chus will we be zoichet to Mashiach? Very important, Rabbi Yisai. What chus says the Medrash? It says Hamrachefes Apnei Amayim Bezchus Hachuve Shinim Shel Kamayim. Chuve is compared to water. What's the source? Shinim Hashivchi Kamayim Libeich. Pour out Noichach Pnei Hashem. Pour out your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim is Chuve. Another interpretation of Mayim. Shivchi Kamayim Libeich. The Ruach Elikim, you want to be Zoichet to the Ruach Elikim, to the person, right? Who is infused, a person, who basically carries within himself the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely Mashiach, as the Pasuk says, V'nochol of Ruach Hashem, Apnei Amoyim, Tshuva, Shifri Kamayim Libech. And finally, the Gemara Moed Kotten, these are going to be the Marmakoyimus again that Rutsodik is going to be referring to, again, just about half a line he mentions, so therefore we needed to see him explicitly and clearly, so then we can relate to it and it flows very smoothly. Next member is Gemara Moed Kotten, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Take a look at the Gemara, Amrei Shulman Achmein, Amrei Bionison. Ma'adif says, the Potik says, Na'um David Ben Yishai, Potik talks about David HaMelech. Na'um Ha'agever Hukam Ol, says the Potik. David HaMelech established Ol. What does Ol mean? Ol, says Rashi, from Loshen Tayelis, the benefits. Sheheikim Ulosh Shel Tshuva. Rav the Melech is considered to be the primary teacher of tshuva. If you think in the history of all time of the Jewish people, who is the one who is the main teacher of the koyach of tshuva and the effectiveness of tshuva and the importance of tshuva, is Rav the Melech. And the Gemara tells us, Omar, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Iyu, Shvarim Shmuel, Pasuk says, Elekai Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. Rabban Shom spoke to me, Moishul be'odom, Tzadik Moishul yiras elikim, my komar, on Rabavua hoche komar. Omar David, Elikai Yisrael, li diber tzur Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rock of Yisrael, spoke to me. Ani Moishul be'odom. On the one hand, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I rule over man. But there's also Shaykh man to rule over me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu submits. Of course, admits and says there are unique individuals in this world that rule over me. Who are they? Umi Moishul Bi, Tzadik. Shani Goizer Gzeir Abu Mevatlo. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goizer, Tzadik Zimavatl, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik Mekai, Tzadik Goizer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekai, and so on. How does it relate to Tshuva? You realize the Gemara started out to say, Ani HaGever, the Pasuk says, Nu'um HaGever, Hukam Ol Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. And the Gemara goes on and tells us that there's such a thing of Tzadik Goizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim and so on and so forth. Okay, so the first part we have here, if you notice, there's two items that we have of Rav Tzadik. Both are by Yigash, but these are two essays again. One is a partial essay, which is the first one, and the next one is about many, many, many pages ahead. But they are two; they're really connected, both. So what's missing in the second one is really mentioned in the first one. So let's take a look as we start over here. The idea again is on the Pasuk that Yehuda sholach lefonav al Yosef lehoris lefonav goshna. What is the idea of having Yehuda actually meet up with Yosef? What was the main thing that Yaakovinu tried really to cement tried to create by bringing these two forces, these two koiches of Yehud and Yosef together. Okay, as you see, this is in the middle of the shtickel, but this is all we need in the, as far as the first piece of Ritzadi here. And he points out as follows. He says, okay, the Isa b'medrish tanchuma al posik, that's the medrish tanchuma that we've started out with. That Yehud is sholach lefonav al Yosef, deshomer akosah. The Gemara relates to this meeting of Yehud and Yosef, hamshel v'fachad imoy, hamshel seichazal zemichoyel. Bechoyel represents the koich of control. Pachad ze Gavriel, Mechoyel is min amayim, Gavriel is min oesh. Normally these are two opposing forces, but yet oisishon dem roim of shen amayim echadimesh v'chuli. Yehuda v'yosef, ze ariv is eshar, and yet Yaakovinu sends down Yehuda to Yosef. Right? Although these are two opposing forces, Yehud and Yosef, one represents an ariv, one represents eshar. Again, this is another indication of oisishon dem roim. Says Reb Tzadik as follows. Pahayna. Ki Yosef hu bechinat esh. What Reb Tzadik is trying to show that this moshul and nimshul are very much meduik, very exact. If in the moshul we talk about Mechoyel and Gavriel, one being the koyach of Mayim and one being the koyach of esh, says Reb Tzadik, Yosef and Yehuda also represent these two forces. Says Reb Tzadik, I want you to know that Yosef the bechinat esh. When we say that a person like Yosef the bechinat esh, what does that mean? Eish means Eish el hayiro upachad Hashem l'neged einov. Yosef is the power of Eish, which is the fire of yiro v'pachad Hashem, the extreme Yerushamayim, who always had the pachad of Hashem in front of his eyes, never being masiach das. Lebal yavor shum nidnud neged ritzoyne yizborech. Kamo shenem aboy, as it is said specifically by Yosef, it's olikim ani yorei. What Tzadik is going to contrast is, we're asked, Yehuda was about tshuva. Yehuda did fall. Yehuda did sin, not Yosef. Yosef never sinned. The koyach that represents Yosef as never sinning, that's the koyach of Eish. Eish is the Eish of Yira. Kosh Baruch was Eish Oichlo. Kosh Baruch was Eish, the fear, the fire. The person has the Eish of Yira on Pachad Hashem LeNeged Einov, not to sin to begin with. And he goes on to say, this represents the right chamber, the heart has two chambers. The idea of preventing oneself from sinning, holding back from sin, that represents the forces that come out of the right chamber of the heart. The koich of the leiv chochom is the bechina of eiz chochom arayas anoylet, to prevent from sinning. And it says Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. In other words, so here's the word. Leiv Chochom Liyaminoi. The Chochom represents the right chamber of the heart. And what's the definition of Chochom? Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So which chelik is Yiras Hashem from? Yiras Hashem from the right side of the heart. Because Leiv Chochom Liyaminoi. And the definition of a Chochom is Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So Yosef, who's the koyach of Eish, which gives him the power of prevention from chet, he basically is the leiv chochom, the yiras Hashem. Eish is Eish of yiras Hashem, and Reish is chochma yiras Hashem. If you have a kinyan in the middle of yiras Hashem, you belong to the right side, because leiv chochom liyaminoi, and Reish is chochma yiras Hashem. So Yosef, who is Eish of yira, right? So he is the chochom of yiras Hashem. So leiv chochom liyaminoi. That corresponds to the Medrash Pachad de Gavriel Shalesh. So when we talk about Gavriel Shalesh, Yosef corresponds, when the Medrash puts together Yosef and Yehuda, Yosef corresponds the power of Eish, which is represented in Gavriel. Ubechinis Yehuda is called Hamshel. Hamshel, so Yosef is Pachad. Hamshel v'Pachad, the Pasuk in Yiv. Hamshel v'Pachad. Pachad is one who has Yerushamayim. If you have genuine Yerushamayim, then you don't sin to begin with, then you're not choyten. For pachad. Hamshel means to be able to slip and yet to find your way back. That's called hamshel. Hamshel is you can be able to ultimately overpower and to gain strength. That's what hamshel means. Hamshel says, Reb Tzadik, Bechinis Yehuda Nikra Hamshel, Vuhu Bechinis Dovid HaMelech Olav HaSholem. Shenema boy, but over the Melech it says, we just learned the Pasuk now, Hagevra Hukam Ol Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. Over the Melech is the representative as the right, as the main primary builder of Koyach of Tshuva, Tzelahoyres Tshuva L'dayres. Ki Bechinas Yosef, again, the Bechin of Yosef is Liyas Nishmar Mikol Ra. Yosef's idea is to be protected and insulated from Ra, to hold back. He said, but that Bechina, he says, is not a practical Bechina, because how many people, realistically, are going to be able, right, to survive or to be able to exist living the Madrega of Yosef? Yosef is unique. So if you want to build a Klal Yisrael, until Bias HaMashiach, you can't build a Klal Yisrael on the Madrega of Yosef. There'll be some Yosef, very few Yosef, but most likely, the building of Klal Yisrael will only be able through the Koyach of the Yehuda. In other words, in spite of sinning, but you'll be able to find your way back. Yehuda shows to us that you never have to remain down. You can slip and go down, no matter how far you can fall. But you can always find your way back. That's the Koyach of Yehuda. And that's what most of Klal Yisrael can relate to, as he points out. Because the Ma'ale of Yosef, Ein Bezeh Birur L'Dayres. This is not a practical, selected derech. He says, L'chol HaNefoshes. He says, for all people, Yisrael is nizbarer in b'shleimos. Liyo is v'am chok v'am kulam tzadikim. V'am kulam tzadikim. Ki odam in tzadik boaz v'doyim ha shiyatav l'yachto. Onam kashi yizdavik b'zeh. But if you take the two midas together, you take the mid of Yosef and take the mid of Yehuda, so now you have a combination. A Klal Yisrael will be built, right, as a composite, as a picture of a Yehuda and Yosef. Some people will be Yosef, and some people, unfortunately, most people will rather be like Yehuda than Yosef. The other Yizbara Hakol B'Shleimus. Then everyone will have a tikkun, right, to have a kin of Shalom Lias Nesakin Al Yizdeizeh Gam Kol Protei Nefoshes. Those individuals She'iro Lehem Eze Pegam Dekilku. Shegamim Ira Eze Pegam Misibosa She'yuchel Gam Ke Lias Nesakin. And now comes the Tzodik and he quotes his Rebbe Dishbitzer again. As I heard from my Rebbe, the Ishbitzer, of course, it was the Talmud, of course, of the Rebbe Rabbin of Pshischa and of Kotsk. Al Posek, this is incredible word I have to tell you. I believe this is one of the most incredible words I think I've ever heard, and you'll just see now, of the Ishbitzer. On the Posek that we just quoted, this was the Gemara Moed Kotten, that we had in number 4 on the sheet, right, that Gemara. On the Pasuk, David HaMelech says, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu speaks to me, Moishel Ba'odom, Tzadik Moishel Yiris Elokim. Listen to what the Tzadik says. He said, the Ishbitzer said, Haine, because you have to realize, the Gemara brings this Pasuk in relation to the memra of David HaMelech being about Tshuva. So the next line of Chazal bring in the Pasuk, that David HaMelech is saying, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Moishel Biodom, Tzadik Moishel Yiris Elokim, will soon see the tremendous interpretation of these words. This is referring, as David HaMelech speaking, is about Tshuva. And David HaMelech is telling us the Koyach of about Tshuva. And he's saying as follows. Shebal Tshuva Yeshlet Kifas God L'Biatzimoy. The Ishbitzer says that about Tshuva has to come with Chutzpah. What happens many, many times, this incredible Chizuk, a person, after many, many years, or after most of his life, he led a life which could quickly contradict the dictates of the Torah, and he realized that he has sunk very, very low, and he finds himself in a matzah where he feels it's incapable or it's incomprehensible that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should receive him back. Says Reb Tzadik, there's no such thing. The Baal Tshuva can demand that a Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts him in Tshuva. Shebal Tshuva Yeshvat Kifas Godly comes with a starkeit. Ba'atzmoy. First he says, She'el of Dibur Tzur Yisrael. He says, I have the message straight from a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to me. B'loshin E'az V'toike. Now look what he says. As I say this, Ulamola, I say many times, Mikra Kosev Yevshul Omroi. The Pasuk says, now Tzodik says, let's demonstrate, says the Ishbitzer, what is the strength of Baal Tshuva? Well, the first thing in the Pasuk was mentioned was Moishel Ba'odam Tzadik. The Tzadik has the koyach to be Moishel on the Odom. This is how we tie to the Pasuk. Moishel Ba'odam Tzadik. What does it mean? So Reb Tzadik Haine Reb Shimon Ben Yochoi. One of the most painful pieces of the Zohar, I have to tell you, from the Kabbalistic Svarim, where the Zohar says, that of course, on the one hand, we say, Ein Lach Dover, Sha'imid Bitne HaTshuva, Tshuva helps on any Aveira. right? If a person genuinely returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to the union of Pagama Bris, when it comes to the union of Zerah Levatola, the Zerah HaKadosh speaks very, very fiercely, very, very strong against it. And the Poshet Eloshin and the Zohar is that there's no tshuva. And the Sefer Rishis Chochma talks about it. And there's different, going all the way down, going back from centuries ago, down to the Sefer Chassidus from different Adbeirim, down to the Divrei Yoel, who talks about it in different ways, trying to explain he only means it in this way, the Zohar Kodesh only meant it that way, in this way. So the Tzaddik, listen to me. The Baal Tshuva says, I don't care what the Zohar says. I'm not interested in what the Zohar says. I'm a Baal Tshuva. I'm speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to do Tshuva. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in what the Zohar says. Who is the Zohar? Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Sof kol sof, Shimon Yochai was a person. Moishu b'yodam tzaddik. You can have control over the tzaddik, namely Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Moishu b'yodam tzaddik. You, Adam. You want to do tshuva? Go ahead and do it. So you'll say to me, but there's a tzaddik. Reb Shimon ben Yochai writes in the Zohar HaKadosh. There's a particular avera, there's no tshuva. Don't listen to him. Moishu b'yodam tzaddik. You, the Baal Tshuva, right, can have the koyach of Mishola. You will have the koyach of control. Hayim Reb Shimon Yechoy Sh'omar, the Rosh HaTeva says, Al Pagam Adris, Sh'o Yoyel Tshuva, Chaz V'Sholem, Sh'o Yashgiach Hazeh. Don't listen to what the Zohar HaKadosh says. You go ahead and do Tshuva. If that was not enough, don't even listen to what Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Remember there was a Baskar that said, Shuvu Bonim Sh'ovavim, Chut? You don't care what the Baskol says. The Baskol said, "Man Shemayim, there might be a certain time there's no tshuva. You go ahead and do tshuva anyway. Because why? Because the apostle says, Moishel b'yiras elakim. You have a koyach to be Moishel even against the Kodesh Baruch Hu kibiyochel. The tzaddik has a koyach to be a Moishel even a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only against Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the Tana Likai, the great Tana Reb Shimon ben Yochai. You can have a koyach a Moishel against him. But you, the Baal Tshuva, the Koyach HaMoshul, even against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Basko can condemn in a Shemaim and say there's no Tshuva, don't listen to him. You go ahead and do Tshuva. The HaMoshul B'Yiras Elokim Afilu B'Dovah Shenishma M'Shem Yizborach. Even if you hear from a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shlo Yoyel Tshuva, right? Ke Inyan Acher, as we find by Acher, Sheshoma HaBasko Shuvu Bonim Shoivovim Chutz Macher. That was Acher's downfall. Because he heard a Basko, everybody can do Tshuva, Acher has no Takonah. Im kolze, im hoyedoychik batzmoiv, Acher would have pushed himself. If he would have forced himself, loshe b'tshuva hoyin is kabul. K'men shekosev b'shloah, the Shloah Kodesh points us out. B'shem sefer reishis chochma. That's the Rosh HaTevis of Reish Ches. Shalzeh rom zulut. The remez is, kol ma sheyoyim lecho balabayis asei chutz mitzei. You had a beautiful pshat. You listen to balabayis, here means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you listen, except chutz mitzei. Simple meaning is, of course, when you're a guest in a house, right? Whatever the balabai says to you, if he says tzei, you don't listen to the balabai, right? He's referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the balabai. Balabai shel oilam kuloi. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu says, of course, you have to listen. Chutz mitzei. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you can't give up. Kol ma shom lecha balabai, chutz mitzei. Ukedi isa ho etzim mebal shem tov, zeicha tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shomer alat mebal shem tov, once said on himself, in other words, Baal Tshuva says to himself, what's the worst that's going to happen if I do Tshuva? They're not going to accept my Tshuva? What does it mean? I'm not going to have Olam Haba? So what? You have to be an Oved Hashem anyway. Is the reason you're an Oved Hashem because you're going to go to Gan Eden? That's not the reason. That's a consequence, a byproduct. You have to be an Oved Hashem because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah that I gave you Torah and Mitzvahs. So regardless, no matter what your fate is going to be, La'acha Me'ev Esrim, that's not to determine whether you're an Oved Hashem or not. So Mamela said to Baal Shem Tov, you have to be an Oved Hashem even if you know you will not have a Chelik Lo'elam Habo. As a matter of fact, it's the highest Madrege, because that's Shloyam and after Kabbal Pras. That's the highest Madrege, to be an Oved Hashem, even if one would have such a Yediyah that he has no Chelik Lo'elam Habo. Baal Shem Tov said, She'yavidus Hashem Yizborach Gamim Lo'yil Chelik Lo'elam Habo. The year be mal gedoyl shloi al manas the kabel pras. U begin zu nikra hamshel. That's what's called hamshel. Take, right? Take the reins. Take the control in your hands. And mechoil sheshloi toike from memshola. The Baal Tshuva is called hamshel because Baal Tshuva has to have chutzpah. even though the doors might appear to be closed, the doors of tshuva appear to be closed, break the doors down. It's not derech eretz to break doors down, right? The Baal Tshuva is not supposed to have derech eretz. Baal Tshuva is not supposed to have derech eretz. You break the doors down. You come with tekifis. You come with strength. You come with power. He says, that's the idea. He said, Lahariv oiz benafshui, to take that strength, he says, Lageshes ala koidish, hagam shulam ala ay nirish, ofes tikva chaz v'sholam. Im koze bal yisyaish v'atmoy, bal yidezebo, his galas ha yeshua, his vadash, in his sakana koil, that everything actually comes to Yisuf. Okay, this is just step number one. So what we have over here is, so first of all, Rav Tzadik putting together, this is his first tikkul, that Yehud and Yosef, right, their innate character corresponds to Mechoel and Gabriel. One is the Koyach Hadesh, but he didn't explain the Mayim part. What he did so far explain is Yosef, which is Esh, that part he emphasized over here. The Koyach of Esh is the Koyach of Esh, which means Yira Shemayim. Koyach of Esh, Yira Shemayim means, because if you have genuine Yira, then you cannot sin, because you have Pachat. The Pachat of Hashem is continuously, always upon you, and that is Pachat. Hamshel v'pachat, Hamshel, that's the other one. That's Yehuda, that's not Yosef. Hamshel, take the koyach of Mishol in your hands. Take the koyach, you are in the driver's seat. You have the ability to do tshuva, and you insist. That seems to be a Mishol, you are a ruler. You will dictate, and you will insist that you can do tshuva. You will be Geyser. Tzadik Moshe b'yiras alakim. You will be Moshe, in spite of all the baskos, in spite of all the messages sent from the Shemayim, you ignore those messages. You will go ahead and do tshuva. So that's Hamshel. But we didn't see yet the idea with Mayim representing Yehuda. So on a slightly different note comes a different Rav Tzadik here. Let's take a look at the next piece. You'll see it follows with the same idea, but now he branches out into one main nekudah. That Yehuda Sholach Lefonav or Yosef Lohiris Lefonav. He said, "Medrash Tanchum again." Medrash Tanchum. This is what Rashi says. Lahaskin Loi Beis Talmud. So the idea is Yehuda is coming down in order to prepare a Beis Talmud, Beis Medrash, a place for Limud HaTorah. Says Rav Tzadik now, Yesh Loim Rabzeh Gamkin Al Remez Davareinu, that this might be referring very well to what we just said in the previous shtickel, right? Al Mashi Kosa the Medrash Tanchuma, Al Zeh Parish of the Medrash Tanchuma that we started out with, Hamshel V'Pachad Imoy, right? So the Medrash said Hamshel V'Pachad Imoy, that Hamshel is referring to the Malach Michoel, right? And V'Pachad is the Malach Gabriel. Gabriel is Eish. That's Pachad. So the Tzadik is follows. Listen what he says now. The Zemiram is Al Tachlis Hashleimus. If you bring together Hamshel and Pachad, which in our situation means we're bringing together Yosef and Yehuda, bringing together Hamshel v'Pachat. If you have Hamshel v'Pachat Imoy, you have both together. By having this having this mizuk, by having this integration of the two forces of Hamshel and Pachat, namely Yehuda and Yosef, as he will explain, Shnei Abachinah Shel Yosef Yehuda B'Kedusha. He says, "Vikra Hashleim is nimtza al yidei divrei Torah," as we'll soon point out. "V'zeh lahaskin loy beis Talmud." The idea where Yehud and Yosef come together is when you're going to build a beis Talmud. How? What does it mean? Now look what he says. "V'apid devareinu hanal," what was mentioned in the previous shtickle, "Pachad ze Gabriel, shehu menoish." When she calls the medrash tanchuma, Tanchuma pointed out Pachad is Gabriel, but Gabriel menoish. What does that mean in relation to Yosef? So again, Bahaina Bikinis Yosef Lias Pachad the Yiras Hashem Alpono. Labalava Raveri. Eish, Pachad means again the idea of prevention, by having extreme Pachad, by being cognizant, by being aware of Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is upon you. So Mamela Labalava Raveri, this will hold you back from being Khoita Bizali the Bikinis Eishil Givura Kodesh Yisroel. Here comes the new addition we didn't have in the previous tikkun. V'zedayke al yedai divrei Torah shenemar bo haloikoy devorei kodesh. Right? In the shtickle that we had here, number two on the sheet, we quoted the Gemara in Sukkah, right? The Gemara said Torah is both nimshel lemayim and Torah is both nimshel te'esh. What is the difference between these two forces? Torah is sometimes compared to esh, and sometimes Torah is compared to mayim. Yosef, who was able to be mizgaber al yitzroy, Yosef was able to be Mizgabal Yitzroy. How did he do it? He was able to be Mizgabal Yitzroy to the extent that he wasn't even Chayte. He did it through Torah. But which energy, which element of Torah did he use? He used the Koyach of Eish that's hidden in Torah. Torah is Nimshel on Eish. If you're able to glean the energy of Eish from Torah, if you're able to extract and utilize the Koyach of Eish of Torah, what does Eish give you? Eish gives you the Koyach of prevention, not to sin to begin with. That's the idea of Yosef. Yosef using the Koyach of Eish, which lies in Torah. That's what the story tells us. Torah is called Eish. Like Koy Dvorai. So Mamela, as the Potik says, Ukapatish puts itself just like Kyoesh, Shalislahavus, Hatoire. Because the Esh of the Islahavus Hatoir Sairip or Eshali Yitzhahara. So it says, the Yitzhahara is Esh. Yitzhahara is Esh. It's a Brenta fire. Person finds himself being tempted. Right. So there's a fire burning within him. The Esh of the Yitzhahara. So Kinega the Esh, what's the weapon? The Esh of Tair. The Esh of Tair, Tair is the Esh. So if you have the Esh of Tair, the Esh of Tair will destroy the Esh of the Yetzer Hara. He says, that's Pacha. Hamshel v'Pacha, the Pasuk says, right? Hamshel, who bechinas Yehuda. Hamshel, that's the bechin of Yehuda, because Yehuda means that he was Chayte first. First he was Chayte. Liyaz Moshel b'yiras alikim. Right, Hamshel, that corresponds with Hamshel where you find the other pasuk, Moshel Yiras Elokim. The way it was interpreted, Moshel Yiras Elokim, you the Baal Tshuva take the chutzpah, you the Baal Tshuva take the koyach of Moshel, take the koyach of Memsholah, Lasakin is over the koyach HaTshuva. Where does the Baal Tshuva get his strength from? Vizehu mash kosa b'medish tenchume, Hamshel zemechoyel min amayim. The Baal Tshuva also uses Taira. That he uses the Koyach Hamayim of Torah, which is, right? Vayne Gamkein, he says, Ayde Koyach HaTorah Shim Shalamayim, Shenema Boi Hoi Kol Tzoma Lechulamayim, Vahayne Bechines Tachuva, and Mayim is Tshuva. How do you know Mayim is Tshuva? So Reb Tzadik had to qualify that. What do you qualify it? Shenema Bo Shivchi, that's why we brought down the Medrash, right? That's why we brought the Medrash, this is number 3 on the sheet, the Medrash Rabban Breishit. He just brings it just this one little line there. Right? So the Hainu Bechinus HaTshuva, that's the Bechinus of Tshuva, Shenema Bo Shivchi Kemaim Libech Noche Pnei Hashem. Right? So it comes out that V'chol HaShleimus HaZeh Hu Beisek HaTorah. So the Shleimus of having a complete Hanhog of Kedusha, the bottom line and the beginning, both, everything, the Sachakul is through Torah. Kashem Yagim Esatim Pnimius Halei Achin Eschadesh Ho'ora Belev Metam HaTorah. Torah gives you the strength, whether it is the plane of Yosef, which is, means the koyach of not to sin altogether, whether it, which is vayimoyin, as the Pasuk says, eich esa roa gzoi lo agzois, v'chatosin lo likim, whether it is the koyach of Yehuda, vayakir Yehuda, Yehuda says, vayoyim and isitzot komemeni, Yehuda, that's representative of David, shehukam oil, that he was making the oil shel tshuva, tshuva help, that's with the koyach hamayim. Yaakov Avinu now, who's bringing down, and he's coming down to Mitzrayim, and he's going to build Klal Yisrael, Yud Bei Shvatim in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu, in order that to be able to survive, of course, in Mitzrayim and throughout the Deiris, L'sakin Loi Beis Talmud, because you need the Koyach of Torah, whether it's the Koyach of Torah, which is Nimshol Va'esh, which is the level of Yosef, which is representative of Gavriel, which is Esh, or whether it is the Koyach of Mayim. Either way, it's the Beis Talmud. Is the koyach of the Beis Talmud, which brings together both the bechinas of Yehuda and Yosef together, because Yosef needs that strength, and the bechin of Yehuda needs that strength. Both need the Beis Talmud. One uses the koyach Eish of Torah, and the other one uses the koyach Hamayim of Torah. So this is an amazing situation here that we have here. This is what Yaakov Avinu is with Yehuda, Sholach Lefonav El Yosef. That is to bring together these two drachim and avodas Hashem. Most people will not be able to be like Yosef. Ein tzadik bo es hashiyasa toivu layechta. It'll be a rarity. But kaponim, there was a Yosef. So there are unique people that are like Yosef. But to fuse together these two koiches, the koich of Yosef and the koich of Yehuda, he's sending Yehuda to Yosef. And the mission of both, in their oifim of avodas Hashem, is through l'sakim le'beis talmud l'hiruah, to utilizing the koich ha'toyre, that which gives you the koich to fight the yetzer hara. It's either the eish of toyre, fighting the eish of the yetzer hara, that's prevention, not allowing the yetzer hara to penetrate. But if you have slipped, and there was a case of a nefila, situation of Yehuda, Yehuda represents the koich ha'mayim, that's hamshel. And hamshel means the Baal Tshuva has to use the koich of moishel. Moishel b'yiras elokim, not to take no for an answer, just to forge ahead and to use all of his koiches in order to insist to the tshuva. I thought very appropriately, just before we finish, to show you just a shtickle with tzaddik in Parshas Kiseitse, to show you where he adds one more nekuda to the Baal Tshuva, and he points out, v'zeh ma shukosav b'zoyer chodosh. V'zoyer hanal. Again, this is in the middle of an essay, Parshas Kiseitse. The lesle katrugele yeter hora bar milin doiraisen. He says, there's nothing that can really destroy the Yetzer Hara except Torah. The Zohar says the same thing, like the Gemara tells us in Bavli. There's nothing that can destroy the Yetzer Hara except the words of Torah. Uksivin, it says, Unesona Hashem Lekecha B'yadecha. The Tzaddik develops the thought, Hashem Lekecha, you know, the Torah is Kula Shemus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah, every word of the Torah is Shemus. Different Tzirufim. We see Bayadaber, we see this, we see that. But the Torah, Ramban brings it back down. That the Torah before, we also had Torah before the Torah was written the way it is now. It's all Tziruf HaShemus. It's all different arrangements. So, when Sonei Hashem Alekecha, that means the Torah, because the Torah is Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Tzaddik teaches. Kiseitze L'melchom Aloivecha, that's Melchemet HaYetzer. When Sonei Hashem Alekecha, that means through Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekecha, Bichas HaTorah, the Gemara also Darshan. We want Darshan Bichas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekecha, Hobo Goydel. Kishem Hashem Ekecha means, the Gemara is a Shem. Referring before you learn Torah, Chavu Goydel pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah. So the Gemara itself teaches Shem Hashem goes on Torah. So in Sonei Hashem Alekecha means through Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give the Yetzer Hara B'yadecha on your hand. So Tzaddik says further. The Tzaddik says, Al Pi Shoma, as the Gemara says in Pogabach Menuvel Zeh, Mashchela Beis Medrash, right? Beis Medrash, Torah. Vechein Barosa Yetzer Hara, another Gemara, Barosa the Torah Tablet. However, Chazal say, Makomukim Boy Samokim B'Gemara says, Isa Yitzro Shalom is Gabriel of the Amola Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizaloi and Yocholoi. In other words, in spite of learning Torah, why does the Torah help you? You think the Torah helps you on its own? The Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. A Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizroi. You need the Ezra of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Tzaddik, you know what it means? The Hainu Shalom, the Atzmai, Aim, the Koichel, and Atecha, Yitzahara, Afil al Yedei, Divra Torah. Divra Torah, the Emes alone wouldn't do it. Chayitahora Yochel is Gabar Olaf Afkishu Oisig Bidivre Torah. Rak Torah Tfilah Lashem Yizborah. You need Tfilah. You want to be able to fight off your Yitahora. In addition to your learning, you have to be mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyazeloi Sheyichnesu Adivre Torah Techliboi. You have to fuel the Torah. To fuel the Torah will be Tfilah. That's what it means, Elmol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi. You have to be mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshem, help me. It is through tefillah. Why should Kodesh Baruch Hu help you? Why should he want to help you? He sees you're trying. What are you trying? You're using Torah. You're using the weapon. But the weapon has to have bullets, right? So you have to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu should, in order that the Koyach HaTorah should be able to be effective, you have to be mispalo. Acher tefillah l'Hashem Mizbarach, but l'maisa, after you daven, imzoiche, if you were successful, lichbash ha'yetzahorat, or Iker who are you? They Koyach HaTorah. Chinikra Shem Hashem. The Koyach HaTorah is called Shem Hashem. Kumen Shenema. And Sonai Hashem Lekecho B'yadecho. Because ultimately, though, Lesle Katrugel Yitzhahara, there is nothing that can fight off the Yitzhahara Bar Milin Doirais except words of Torah. Zeh Perish B'Gimara. That's what it means. And Amol HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'oizaloi Hayin Al Yidei Divre Torah Shushem Havaya Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kitcha B'Riche. But the Maisa, this is through the Koyach HaTfilah will allow that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that the Torah that you are using will be effective. So I figured maybe to add something. You know, Vayiga Shel of Yehuda, Chazal say, Ein Hagosh Yel Tefillah. Because Yehuda being the ultimate Baal Tshuva, right, he had to use the Koyach HaMayim of Torah, right? Shifri Kamayim Libech is also Tefillah. Shifri Kamayim Libech is Tefillah. Because to utilize the Mayim of Torah, but if Tzaddik says, but in order for the Torah to work, you have to have the Koyach of Tefillah. So Yehuda was accomplished in Tefillah. Saviga Shel of Yehuda, Chazal say, Ein Hagosh Yel Tefillah.